The review show on the Anfield Wrap, Dan Morgan, Neil Atkinson, Sean Rogers, Paul Cope after Manchester City 4, Liverpool 0, the newly crowned champions of England, Liverpool 0. Cope, before we go into anything that like of what we usually do, I just want to touch on the narratives around the game and around what I think it justifies Jurgen Klopp's reaction afterwards. I think it was unfair, bordering on lazy, really, from certain pundits all evening in terms of their sort of insinuation that Liverpool had just rolled out the boozer 2 hours before turning up to Manchester. I think it's an indictment on the professionalism that this squad has instilled to go and win a league title, but also the fact that for the majority of particularly the first 20 minutes, half an hour, they played well, you know. And I think that shouldn't be lost in that when we wake up this morning, people are very quick to just turn around and say, well, Liverpool didn't turn up.
Yeah, I mean, we shouldn't be surprised at all, really, should we, that the not only the football media, but the general media, I was going to say in this country, but generally doesn't like nuances, just likes the extremes, whatever it can go for. I was laughing with the lads on with my mates on WhatsApp afterwards, because I was one of the ones last week saying I'd rather we won it by beating them at City. I joined the game. I was like, thank God we've already won this. Can you imagine what the narrative would have been if we hadn't already won the league? They'd have been all over it. Klopp would have had to fight them. He'd have had to get into brawls with them about how we are still incredible and will win the league within a few days. And I do actually think they've missed the opportunity for a really good nuanced conversation, which we can have on this show instead, about how, regardless of them not being on the ale for 3 days, having one night on the ale when you are that finely tuned as an athlete is enough. Probably for 6 days later, your performance to be 0.5% out, and 0.5% out against Manchester City is everything. It's absolutely everything. And that's the bit about these games that always, it amazes me that the mainstream media and the sports coverage doesn't focus on it more. Like I said after the game, look at the results between these two sides. It's almost unreal. They're either the closest games you ever see, or one side on the score sheet batters the other one. And both sides are equally likely to batter the other one. If we'd have scored the first goal last night, we could have won 4-0.